Welcome everybody, shir number 879, getting back to our Hilchos Berachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of Simin Reish Ches, we're trying to finish off. We still have a bit of a ways to go. The second half, the first half we've been talking about, we went through quite a bit. In reference to grains, flour, and so on. Okay, so now we're working on the bracha Achas Me'in Sholesh, the bracha of Alamichia, Alawait, and so on, Alageffen. So we're up to Sif Tezayin, again, Simin Reish Ches. Sif Tezayin tells us a machab like this. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shasa Yain, somebody drinks wine, Umayim, and they drink water, right? Ein loy levarich al hamayim bari nefashis. You don't have to make on the water a case in time when one is thirsty. As we know with water, if somebody's not thirsty, you don't make a bracha at all. But let's say, good, I'm thirsty. I drank wine, and I'm thirsty for water. So now I drink water also, right? So ein loy levarich al hamayim. You don't have to make a bracha. And I did not make, we spoke about in the past, if the water is in front of you, or b'di'eved, if somebody had in mind, to drink the water, so then one would not make a bracha. The bracha of bar priya gefen would cover that. Again, if the water is in front of you, or at least b'di'eved, you had it in mind. So, but now the question is, what about the after bracha? I drank a full cup of water, at least 3 ounces, right? And then the right amount of time, and 2 sips, whatever the case is. I drank a full cup of water, I was thirsty, but I drank wine, so what do I do? So no problem. You don't have to make ein loy levarich al hamayim bar nefashos. You don't have to make a bar nefashos on the water. And the same thing would go for other drinks also. Brichas ayayin poitartan. The bracha of wine would, when you make the al ha'etz, when you make the al hagefen, val priya gefen, right, which you make on the wine, assuming that you drank enough, again, three ounces. Roughly a revius, roughly 3 ounces, right, on with the 2 sips, with the evid under 4 minute period. So then we say, just like the first bracha, paters the wine, right? When you make the bar priya gofen, it paters any drinks. Just to review again, I make a bar priya gofen. We're not talking about even kiddush in general. I make a bar priya gofen on wine or grape juice, even during the week. It doesn't, kiddush we spoke about, right? But even during the week, and I make a bar priya gofen on wine or grape juice. So any drinks that are in front of me at that point, if I have orange juice, apple juice, soda, whatever, it's covered. Or if it's not in front of me, but the Yevid, if it's, at least I have it in mind. So says the Mechabek Shem Shebarach Vishani Yain Poitikol Minei Mashkim, the same thing would apply over here. Just like the first bracha covers the other drinks, the after bracha would also. The Mechabek Shulchan Aruch is just talking about water, but it's again, this is the same halacha with all drinks. Okay, so the Mishnah says the same thing in the Sifkat and Ayin Aleph, that V'adin Kol Minei Mashkim, this goes on all drinks, Av HaChashuv B'Yoyser. Okay, so even though there might be a more chashiv to drink the water or whatever the case might be, so he just explains if somebody sits down, mom should drink, you know, wine the way I'm going to drink, and I'm kavei on it, or by kiddush, let's say, which is an automatic kavias to an extent. Then even wine, even drinks that were not in front of you, but in general, let's say like in a regular standard drinking where I'm not kaveya. Like we said, it's in front of the person when they made the bracha. During the week. But on Shabbos, we mentioned, even if it's 1 sip, in general, you try and drink at least mole lugmov to be yotze to pater the other drinks. But even if somebody just took a sip, the evid, we spoke out quite a number of times on Shabbos by Kiddush, so that would also help for the other drinks. Like, let's say somebody's listening to Kiddush, right? I'm listening to somebody make Kiddush. So if I didn't drink the wine, or I didn't drink from the grape, it's good. I could still be yotze Kiddush, but I can't, it's not going to help me for the other drinks that are in front of me. I have to drink something to be able to not make a bracha on the other drinks that are in front of me. If I didn't drink anything, even though I'm yotze kiddush, but I still would have to make a shahakol on the other drinks. So, but during the week, so he says, rak kais echad avalim loy kava v'gam loy hoya mashkin l'fanim shas bracha oz tzarech l'varech ala mashkin l'achareim k'shem shet tzarech l'varech aleim. Fine. So the ma'isa, we said, then it's more problematic if it's not in front of you, but b'di'eved, Mishabura did come out as long as you had it in mind. Again, during the week on Shabbos, it's a little bit more easier. But definitely, let's stick to for right now the drinks that one had in the drinks that one was in front of them at the table on the table at the time would all be covered. Okay, in general, it is better. Mishnah Berurah talks about the Sefer Yisrael Lachas brings it down in Ois Nunvav. that definitely it's better to Oisman Zion actually to always have it, to have it in front of you, not just have it in mind, but in, when you make the bracha on wine, to have those drinks that you want to drink now, you know, in front of you, then you would not have to make a bracha. That's the most that's the best way to go. So, interesting question brings down the Sefer Ois Ralochas in Ois Nun Ches. In our Simon Reish Ches, Ois Nun Ches. What about if you drank? So good. If I made a Bar Priya Gofen and the drinks were in front of me, fine. So it covers that, no problem. And then the after bracha Al Hagefen covers also. I don't have to make a Bar Nefeshes. Now, what about if I drank first the drink? Before I drank, again, not Shabbos, general halacha we're talking about now. Because on Shabbos, before you make Kiddush, you can't drink, right? So that's not going to help you. But let's say during the week, I drank some orange juice. I made a shahakol. I drank some orange juice. And now after that, I said, you know what? Let me drink a cup of wine. Let me take a cup of grape juice, right? So now the question is, so you made the shahakol you had to make because you have to make a bracha. But and then you made the bar priya gofen on the wine, right? Or on the grape juice. Now what do you do with the after bracha? Do you have to make, so you have to make a al hagefen, right? You have to make al hagefen, al priya gofen. You have to make on the after bracha on the wine or the grape juice. But what about the orange juice? I drank a full cup of orange juice. I have to make a bar nefeshes. Or maybe the al hagefen covers that. So what do we say? Interesting question, right? So what do we do with the after bracha? The first bracha we did, shahakol you did because that's what you did, and then you decided to drink grape juice. But what do you do with the after bracha? So he says the Sefer Yitzhak Halachas in Ois Nun Ches, B'makom Shalai Nifta Mashkem Bracha Rishayna. Let's say another case. Let's say a case in time whereby I made the bar priya gofen and I did not have the orange juice was not in front of me. Number one, and I didn't have it in mind. I had no intention of drinking orange juice at all, and it wasn't in front of me. Fine, but then I decided to take a cup. So then you would have to make. And I'm not kaveya wine today. It's not so simple to say somebody's kaveya wine. Whatever I drank whatever. Half a cup of wine, half a cup of grape juice, enough to make a al hagefen, let's say, right? I made enough to make an after bracha, but I just, that's all I drank. And then I decided, you know what? Let me go to the fridge and take out some orange juice. So now, look, you have to make a shahakol on the orange juice, right? Because there's not, it wasn't in front of you and you did not have it in mind. So, b'makom shalai nifta b'mashkim, he says, you made a shahakal on the orange juice even after you made the hagefen because of those reasons, or you drank it first, you drank the orange juice first, afterwards you drank wine. So in those cases, good, the first bracha you had to make a shahakal, what do you do with the after bracha? Some say that you don't have to make the bar nefashes, and but when you make the al hagefen, it will include the orange juice because the first bracha you had to make a shahakol, but as far as the after bracha, the after bracha on the wine or the grape juice will potter the orange juice or apple juice or soda, whatever it is you're drinking. V'yesh cholkim al zeh, others say no. V'savalei the tzorich. They have to make separately. So what do I do? What do I do in that case, right? If I drank the orange juice or apple juice before the wine, or I didn't have it in mind at all, it wasn't in front of me, so I had to make an extra shock. What do I do with the after bracha if I drank both of those drinks? Valkane, and again, we drank enough. That's not a question. Valkane, imshosa techila mayim. So he says, therefore, if you drank water or some other drink, right? Yakbid levarich la'acharav berchas bar nefoshes koydim shesiyas ayayin. Then you should make the bar nefoshes before the al hagefen. You'll say, well, that could be a bracha shem etzricha because if I make the al hagefen, I'm covering. So he brings on the bottom from the kaf achaim the ein zeh chashash bracha shem etzricha. This is not a bracha shem etzricha. V'oid kasev dim shochach melevarich bar nefoshes v'shasayin yishtadul. Okay, he says differently. This would not be a bracha shem etzricha because of the fact it's a machloikis. We said in the past, if somebody makes an extra bracha to get out of something that's a pure machloikis, right? Some place can say like this, some place can say like that. So they'll do an action to make it a extra bracha to get out of the whole thing. So we said in general that's okay. So you have some say yeah, make a after bracha a bar nefashes. Some say don't make a bar nefashes. Right? That's what we said. Yesh shemim the ein tzarich levarich achra bar nefashes al poitre v'yah b'chsayay. V'yesh chol kimal zev esavalei the tzarich levarich aleihem mifnayas v'yah. So he said therefore valkenim shasat chila mayim. If you drank first this other drink, right, and you made the shahakol yakbid levarich achra bar nefashes. Make the bar nefashes before you make the al hagefen. Now, if you have have to make anyway. So the question is Bona Fashis, so just make the Bona Fashis before, like this, you're good to go, because if you make the Ala Geffen, it might cover the Bona Fashis also. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tuv.